be a husband for each woman. Yet the woman with no one to hunt for her was a burden to the tribe. So it was thought well that each man should take as many wives as he could support. He liked his wife to be sisters, since they had learned it to get along together. We have no way of telling whether Navajo were divided into clans. In these early days, they, as they are now, if they were, the clans were probably of the same sorts they have today. Where the clans' name belonged to woman and each person belonged to his mother clan, not his father. Probably when a couple married and a man went to live with his wife, firmly as he does today, sometime before they got to the southwest, the Navajo and the Apache must have adopted the custom which forbid a man to speak to his mother-in-law or even to her to see her sister. A very wise custom, old Navajos says, for it prevent trouble when a new young man comes into the family. Many people all over the world have thought of something, and his custom is the widespread ones. Not in the southwest. However, Navajo and Apache are the only southwestern Indian who approached it, so they must have brought the idea with them, perhaps learned it from the other Indians. This is all guesswork. Even the Navajo have forgotten what their earliest customs were. Still, we know that the customs of many wives and the mother-in-law rules were not learned from the Pueblos. So, probably the Navajos did these things before reaching the southwest. Here is a fine chance for young Navajo to help with tribe history. Let them listen to the old people. Let each one learn his own clan story, which is fall or hunt as to what the people wore, ate, and did. Someday these can be put together into a more complete Navajo history. This is a half history of the Navajo people, what they have worded in the past time. in what they claimed that they ate of. Most of these stories has been told by our old people that has passed it away. And we have printed some of these stories as for our history, culture. There are many other more that we have written through the past year. And we've been among old people so many times that we knew mostly all the story that has came about in the early days. This is another story of a plant. Wow and Kirchhoff's, which many years ago was happened when Mumster Stavery, the war god, kills the evil creature who had made the world, Yusaith. He made their remain into something useful. Old story tells how he scared their furs or feathers to the wind to become small birds or animals, and as he did so, he says, "Earth people shall use you." The earth people of early Navajo days did indeed use every seed and roots, every food animal of their dry country, down to the woods, rats, and the cat tail pollen. It means work for every day in the year. The man had to be off hunting for months at a time. Boys were busy setting traps for rats and grasshoppers. Women were braiding their backs to dig roots or shake the tiny seed from the wild plant. We do not mean earning just enough to keep alive. A living means buying clothes, tools, many new things for the house, perhaps to radio and a car. To the early Navajo, however, a living means simple food. They make their house and clothing from the mineral found nearby, and they rarely need to wash, point, or prepare a New Zealand clothing. The New Zealand costs nothing. This story that I'm about to tell you mostly is during the Mumster times, which the Navajo thinks that evil has tempted the world during the Mumster days. And here we got a little story of what we might try to tell a little by using the songs and culture and sand painting of the old times. So I will pronounce it again. When Munster Stavery, the war gods killed the evil creature who had made the world unsafe. He made their remind into something useful. Old story tells how he scared their fur or feathers to the wind to become small birds or animals. And as he did so, he says, Earth people shall use you. The Earth people of early Navajo days did indeed use every seed and roots, every food, animals of their dry country, down to the woods, rats, and cattails, pollen, the meat works for every day in the year. The means had to be off hunting for months at a time. Boys were busy setting traps for rats and grasshopper. Women were braiding their backs to dig roots or shake the tiny seeds from the wild plants. Today, when we speak of earning a living, we do not mean earning just enough to keep alive. A living means buying clothes, tools and new things for the house, perhaps a radio and a car. To the early Navajo, however, a living means simple food. They made their house and clothing from the material found nearby, and they rapidly need to wash, paint, and repair and monument costs nothing, for they got their pleasure from singing, storytelling, or playing games with equipment made from bones and sticks. Now and then they held a simple ceremony, for this was long before the day of the great sing. The whole family put in it time from day to day, simple in getting enough to eat. They have to travel long distance and to wait many months for the different kinds of food. Berries might be ripe in one place in what we call July, then seeds in a very different place in August. Animals were fat. In the upton, so that was the only good time for big gaming exploding. Of course, they drug rent the meat and dry the fruit, but there was rapidly enough to last all winter. Old stories sometimes speaks of people